matter. I want to show you and I want to know the meaning. In Hindi.
Maharaj?
Can you express in Hindi?
Not yet. This is from America, from New Dwarka.
New Dwarka?
Rukmini Dwarka.
Rukmini?
Los Angeles, California.
Where Gautri is?
I can tell from Gautri, from not Gautri.
Rukmini.
I brought it from Rukmini.
Why?
If Srimati Radhika will know that she has connection with Rukmini, then he will not allow to enter me in her kunja or anywhere.
So his brother actually...
Huh? So I feel.
Explain what he's saying.
I'm not a... understanding the full meaning, but I only...
Which part? Whole thing?
Where I will understand, I will... you should go. And where I will tell that I'm not understanding, at that point you can...
This morning I awoke having dreamed of you. Although daily I compose a letter to you in my mind, today I wanted to put it in writing. I'm sure you want to know how I am doing. I am working with great determination to make Krishna consciousness very strong in Texas. We have two temples here, one in Houston and one in Dallas. I wish you could come here and have darshan of the deities. They are very special.
Oh, she is inviting me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been here for a month and will stay for yet another month.
Oh, another month.
Of course, this was June 10th, so we'll stay till July 10th.
To 10th July.
From Mayapur, where I last saw you, I went to preach in China and the Philippines. You will be glad to know that we invited some initiated some new Chinese men and ladies. We also performed the first marriage ceremony according to Vedic rituals in China for two couples. After that, I went to Bombay and worked with Giriraj and Burijan. Then I went to Europe and preached in England, Germany, Switzerland, and Italy. From Europe, I came to USA. So I have kept very busy in the service of my Guru Maharaj. I always remember your encouragement that this Guru Nista is our best qualification.
I am so much pleased to see you all Guru Nista. This is only qualification, most good qualification.
I pray that my Guru Maharaj will be somehow pleased and bestow his mercy.
In Mayapur, when I was visiting ISKCON Mandir, thousands and thousands. In our group, there were about 10,000. And others, ISKCON Mandir.
How will I ever have the greed necessary for entering the path of Sri Rupa Goswami without mercy? Actually, I see that Sri Rupa Goswami has personally entered my life. There are three specific events that I can cite. The first is when I took sannyas. My Guru Maharaj was testing my determination. I was a grihastha and he had not given Guru sannyas. He had not given sannyas to any grihastha. Then we went to Jaipur and stayed at the mandir of Govindaji. When I saw Govindadev, I took full shelter of him, completely surrendering my life to him. My Gurudev must have surely known because he decided to immediately award me sannyas, which he did right at the temple of Govindaji. After the ceremony, the pujaris came over and gave me the deity's long Maha Prasad flower garland. So I take it that Sri Rupa Goswami wanted me to take sannyas for the purpose of achieving Gopi Bhav. I know that I am not at all qualified, but I pray to you, to my Guru Maharaj, to Rupa Goswami, please make me... Please make me... Oh, wait. Make me Srimati Radhika's Paliyadasi. Swami came when I wanted to write a drama to describe my Gurudev's final pastimes. I studied again and again Natak Chandrika and Lalit Madhava and Vidugd Madhav to learn how to write drama. But I think I learned much more than drama writing. Sri Rupa Goswami's two dramas made something happen inside of me. What that was, I could only realize when we began to meet you. You may recall that before I came to see you for the Brahma Samhita, I first came and asked many questions to help me teach the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I got your association repeatedly. I think this is the third way that Sri Rupa Goswami blessed me. Through my desire to understand Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he led me to your lotus feet. I also understand
he led me to your feet. Oh, yes, you did.
Rupa Goswami led Tamal Krishna Maharaj to your feet. I also understand that all these events could only happen due to the causeless mercy of my Gurudev. So I dedicate myself eternally to his sacred service and thus to Sri Rupa Manjari's lotus feet. In this regard, I must lodge a complaint against you.
I'm not fully understand.
Okay. And a warning as well. Warning? Yes.
To me.
It's a complaint and a warning.
Both.
Previously, things were quite normal in ISKCON. Of course, there were some minor problems, but nothing too surprising. But ever since we met you, things have become very strange. More and more of our important ISKCON members have been behaving very strangely.
What is?
Very strange, uncommon, unusual.
And because?
Yes, he will explain more. These were our best devotees who always were the most normal, sober, sane persons. But now they act and speak in ways which make others wonder what has happened to them.
What is the meaning?
It means that people think that these senior devotees, people who aren't seeing you, think that people who have seen you and are now speaking differently become crazy or...
That becoming against...
No.
I think he will explain further. It's not clear yet.
Okay.
He's just introducing it.
Okay.
Although they will not admit anything, it is noticed that all of these persons are regularly associating with you, either personally or by listening to tape cassettes of you speaking. It is therefore concluded that you have done something to their minds, either through some special power from your eyes, or your touch, or your voice, or perhaps something you have fed them. You have succeeded in gaining...
They are very fearing for you. But why and how you are changed? I think that all has been written for you.
I don't think so. You have fed them. You have succeeded in gaining control of their minds. You have stolen their minds, and they are now helplessly controlled by you. This is certainly a very dangerous situation. And we... very dangerous position, situation. And we do not know what it will mean for the future of ISKCON. If you continue...
I want to know, what is this?
He's speaking in a crooked way.
He thinks that his death preaching and everything will be...
He's saying really everything will be better, but he's saying it in a crooked way.
Understood.
If you continue to capture the minds of ISKCON's best men and ladies, what will happen? Where are you leading them to? And what is your purpose?
They can write so well.
These men and ladies who occupied the most responsible positions in ISKCON now say the only position they want is Radhika Dasi.
So preaching will be this way.
Now if the GBC summons you and accuses you, what will you reply?
You have to give me reply, and I will write.
He should...
No, you...
We?
In behalf of my...
Okay.
You should give the answer of this thing.
Okay, should I continue?
GBC summons Maharaj.
Yes, I don't know. He's controlling everyone's mind, feeding them funny things.
What will you say? Some of the members of your own institution already think that you are going too far, saying too many things, speaking openly so many confidential truths.
They have accused me.
From your mind?
So many persons. You should disclose these all things.
Now the GBC may think that you are a great threat.
Great?
Threat.
Threat means?
Threat means?
Threat, Pasha.
Dangerous.
Threat, yes.
Danger. Great danger.
Danger. Because you have turned its best men, including the chairman of the GBC, Burijan, all into madmen. Therefore, as your best friend and well-wisher and faithful follower, I must hereby warn you that the situation is fast getting out of control. If things continue in this way, there is no telling what may happen. Therefore, since you are certainly the cause of all these strange changes, I urge you to take control and direct properly all of those who you have so affected.
Yeah,
it looks like he's encouraging you to continue. Either by your words or touch or by some means, try to make them sane. Otherwise, both you as well as they will all be rejected by both of your institutions as mad and worthless. Falling down at your lotus feet, I beg to always remain one such mad, blind follower of yours.
Very good.
Very good.
Can you help me in answering this letter?
Should I read the rest first?
You should keep it.
Uh-huh.
And give me answer. And I then write letter to you.
It's fun style.
You don't
Are you serious?
You don't think that I am Jaduran. You think that I am Narayan Maharaj.
Tadatma. Okay. I have a further complaint. This one is against one of your most crazy followers, who happens to be crazy followers. Insane, mad, mud, unmud, who happens to also be the GBC chairman, Burijan Das. Last Kartik, I began to learn to play the harmonium so I could sing some bhajans. Burijan likes to read Narottam Prarthana. When I asked him which course of study I should teach this year during Kartik in Vrindavan, Burijan suggested Prarthana of Narottam. He said that way I could use my harmonium playing and teach also. So I agreed. And he advertised publicly that I will teach Prarthana. But now the problem is that Prarthana is not sadhana. It is sadhya. How will I explain such advanced ideas when neither I nor those who take the course are so qualified? Each day, I am supposed to sing two of the songs and then speak about each for 10 or 15 minutes. Unless you personally explain the meanings of them to me, what will I teach? Therefore, since it is you who have made Burijan read Prarthana, please now save my reputation by helping me to understand Prarthana and guide me how I should teach them to others. Kindly advise what I should do. That's it.
It's fun style.
It's what?
Fun style. P-U-N.
Pun.
Pun. Pun. Pun. Pun. Pun. Pun. Pun. Write and bring me.
Okay, but you know best what to say.
You should write, then I will.
Okay. Will you be giving him some information about the explanation of Prarthana?
That will be so much.
So much.
You were going to ask him.
No. What is siddha pranali?
Well, the question is because when I was...
Those who are siddha, they can answer.
You are siddha.
I am kaccha.
You are the best siddha.
Kaccha.
In America, I heard something. I want to know if it's true. Someone told me that Bhaktivinod Thakur, he accepted Siddha Pranali, but Bhaktisiddhanta, he does not accept Siddha Pranali. And I was wondering, what is all this that these persons are saying? What is this?
That our heart, Ketan Mahaprabhu has, and Rupa Goswami has given. That's all that.
What is the meaning of Siddha Pranali? What is the meaning of Siddha Pranali?
What is written in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, that is Siddha Pranali. And Bhakti Goswami has been given in the Jai Gopala in the last chapter. When Vishakha takes initiation, and the Rupa Manjari book as he has written. And then he comes to Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti and Bhava. And he becomes Rupa, Raranga and then Rupa. And enters in Bhajan. Anyone of Gopi, one of Gopis, and especially Rupa Manjari. But by outside, serving always Rupa, Raghunath and Paul. And in inner, he follows Rupa, Rati and all Manjari. This is Siddha. By Rupa Goswami, he has given all things elaborately in Jai Gopala. Who is Krishna? Who is Maria? What is Nishtha? What is Ruchi? What is Asakti? What is Bhav? And then what is Prem? And how this Prem can be realized? It can come in our heart. There are two kinds of upasana. Mantramayi upasana and swastiki upasana. At first he will begin from mantram upasana and then he will, by the grace of all these acharya, Vishwanatha Pratikhati, Raghunatha, Mahaprabhu, and then how we will follow them? There are so many things. We will have to hear all these things and gradually
কৃষ্ণ নারায়ণ সুন্দর রঞ্জন ভাই যেহেতু কৃষ্ণ নারায়ণ সুন্দর রঞ্জন ভাই
When we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we remember past times.
At first we should know all the things what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described in Deva Dharma. All plus moon, 10 roots, 10 roots, you know, plus moon. Vedaras Praman, Srimad Bhagavat is moon Praman. Krishna is Hari, is almighty. রসস্বরূপ অখিল রসামৃত সিন্ধু সর্বশক্তিমান টু টাইমস অফ জীব কম মুক্তজি বদ্ধজি বদ্ধজি বাই হেল্প অফ ভক্তি ঋষি প্রেম কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ইস কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ইস প্রয়োজন. The relation between Krishna and Jeev and Maya and all these things are akin to Vedavri's thoughts. And after that, Namaparat, Namatattva, Namabhas, we should know. And then, going up, we will enter in Arashtrakriya. Then what is Bhav? Vibhav, Anubhav, Shakti, Vyabhichari, and how it becomes as a rush. Water, sugar, lemon, and all these things makes a very good rush. Likewise, bhav, sattvic bhav, vibhav, olamban, udipan, Anubhav, Sattik, Devichari. Then it becomes very much taste in Russia. We'll have to know all these things. In what proportion everything will be given. Otherwise it will not be good. If 1 kilo is mixed with 1/2 kilo water, lemon is given in that, it will not be. So we should know proportion of all these things. If you bring salt, understand that it is sugar, then it will be spoiled, everything. Sugar should come, good water should come, good lemon should come, and in proportion, right proportion. So we have to know everything. You should try, and you can see, this is Siddha Pranali. Who are you?
Kaliyadasi of Radha.
First name?
I don't know.
Where you live?
Yavan.
Everything. You'll have to be booking. But if it takes so long time, not in one, but it's having hundreds of problems. It depends on our Tutsukta.
Choking up of the throat with greed or eagerness, yeah.
Eagerness. Harihari is God, is depends. And life, town depends on Guru. If Guru can give you, it depends on that.
Just what you translated. Just what you wrote and Navadvipa translated.
So we'll see. Yes.
Sometimes he goes to Radhika
and somewhere. Where is Hanuman?
He went to Europe.
Oh, he is not here. Otherwise he must come.
He's come for many months.
He'll come after many months.
Navadvipa told me he was working on something for Satrup Maharaj, but now he's getting back to working on the Jiva Dharma. But I'll encourage him further.
So, all questions are?
No.
Anymore?
You've given us different things to think about what we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. When we chant the Panchatattva mantra, how should we be thinking? Certain pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or in what way to think?
You should think, in my opinion, that they are wholesale of Krishna Prince.
All of Dila.
Wholesale Dila. So, of Krishna Prince, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is men wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
From him, all takes four. No?
Mm-hmm.
And they distribute to wholesale dealers. Damodar Iron, one the Sanatan Goswami and all. And from them, again, some wholesale dealer, but second class, they tribute. And they give to market, Nam Hatta. And from them, some Kutura.
Should we think then of different pastimes of them in their Sankirtan activities while we...
How they have done Kripa, mercy, restored their mercy. So, we want Krishna pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they have come only to give Krishna pain. So they are so much generous. They can give. And we should pay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Kadada Prabhu, Sivasa Acharya. This is great.
Should we think then of the Pratana prayers of Narottam Das while we're chanting the Panchatattva mantra?
I heard one group of gopis is called Saheli. Is this right? Well, which group is this? Who is this? What does that mean, Saheli?
Saheli. Mm-hmm. All Sakhis are called Saheli.
Oh, all Sakhis. It's just another name for Sakhi.
This is a word for Sakhi.
Ah.
Sakhi, Saheli. We were
All contradictions meet in Krishna, and similarly, all contradictions meet in Radha. So on one hand, she knows that without her, Krishna cannot have pleasure. At the same time, as Mahabhagwat, she thinks that everyone is engaged in Krishna's service except for her. So how does she think in both those ways?
Again, I could not understand.
Radharani knows that only she can give full pleasure to Krishna. This is described in different places. But also, she thinks that everyone is serving Krishna more than her. So how does she think both ways?
This is the function of Mahabhava. Not only two different ways, but thousands and lakhs of so many angles and directions. Sometimes she thinks that without me, Krishna will not get pleasure. And sometimes I'm so wretched. I'm very far away from her, Krishna. Sometimes he becomes angry, and at the same time he Hira and Athira both. Hira and Athira are opposite directions. But same time. So in same time he may have so many directions of this. Akatam Khatam Patiyasi Sakhan Absaru Sakti in Srimati Radha. When and how and why she feels like that, Krishna does not understand. So how we can? It has written in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Krishna Parpayana. And Amarati Pavu. Tasminna chitram, virudha dharmam, tasminna chitram. In Vedanta Sutra, virudha dharmam, all are in opposite directions. But all meets in Krishna. And especially, very sweet, all these things meet in Srimati Radha. Krishna cannot know, he does not understand why is angry and when he will, how he will be doing. He is doing something to please Srimati and he becomes Manavati. And Krishna does not think or does not do anything to please her, but yet he is pleased, she is pleased. Krishna is doing opposite, but she is pleased.
Parvati Janda, Dandavati.
Sarkusal hand.
Aha. No.
You said that Krishna sometimes doesn't please Radha, but still she's pleased. So why is it that since only Radha can give him pleasure?
Because prem is crooked.
But why does he go with Chandravali?
Huh?
Why does he go?
Make this place to Radhika.
But sometimes,
so that he may anger.
But sometimes Radha is not even there, but still he goes with Chandravali.
Huh?
Even when Radhika doesn't know, still he's with Chandravali.
Oh, he sent message anyhow.
Oh.
Crookedly.
Oh.
You know? Uh-huh.
Doing one thing and meaning another.
Crooked.
Right.
All ideas are crooked.
Mm-hmm.
Prem is itself crooked. Prem Vrindavan is also crooked. Krishna Krishna Kundi is also crooked. Everything. His mother is crooked. His father is crooked.
How is his mother and father crooked?
And his lathiya is crooked. His stick.
Oh.
His stick is crooked.
How are his mother and father crooked?
All are crooked.
Oh, yes.
I'm not so telling.
Yeah.
Gopis tell.
When Uddhava came, and he was glorifying Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj said so many crooked things.
Gopis, otherwise you cannot be crooked if your father and mother is not.
Oh.
But really they are not crooked. You go about your children.
Right.
They are so simple. Gopis are so straight, very sharp. But Krishna tells that they are more crooked than me. What is real, I don't know.
In the Vidagdha Madhav, it's described that in Act 6, that Krishna gives a flute message to Radhika. How can his flutes give a message to a specific person? Because it only makes music, not words.
Krishna, one day, told to Vishakhadevi that at 11, I will go to Kokilabad. In 90 years, especially, couples don't do well. But when you will hear Kokil voice, you should know that I'm calling you all. And tell Srimati to come. Only Vishakha knows this fact. No anyone. Even not a single gopis of Chandravali knows it. Only Vishakha. She told it to Lalita and Srimati Radhika Mandir. If Kokil noise is heard in night, we should know that he is singing. So one day, this heard at that very time. Singing, they at once knew that really they are not cuckoos. Krishna. Like this, Krishna had told them all that when this Murli will sing like this, there are so many swar. So many swar, you know?
Melody?
Melody. So many different kinds of. Drupad Hamar. Or kya kya hai? Drupad Hamar.
Hansi Dilawar. Danshi.
So many kinds of, I don't know. So if this if I will sing in Bansi, Hamar I will tell, then you should know that he is calling me. So by a special what?
A tune or melody?
Melody. They know that what Krishna is doing.
Oh.
Other persons and other will not understand what they will say.
In the Vilap Krishmanjali, Raghunath Das says that when will I give you many ambrosial foodstuffs mixed with nectar drinks mixed with the remnants of the food that was directly tasted by Krishna. So is it that only some of the things that Radhika eats is prasad from Krishna, and then there's other food? The verse seems to be not clear. Can you get it? It says 49. Nanavidair amritasara rasayanaisthai Krishna prasad militair ihabhojya payai Hakum kumangi lalitari sakhi vritatvam Yatnam maya kim utaram upabhojaniya.